First Baptist Church of Redmond, November 1st, 2020. Mark chapter 12, The Widow's Mite.
Calling his disciples to him, he said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they all put in out of the surplus. But she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned, all she had to live on." You may be seated.
To be honest, I thought I would see how it went and how bad it was. And if I talk slow enough, can you pay attention to me? I talk slow, slowly, and slower, and slowest. But I wanted to show you my status. So, like many Americans, Keith Taylor benefits from the generosity of other people. For example, while Keith was attending graduate school in Tennessee, I read very well. Okay, his car broke down, and subsequent repair bill caused him to be short on his rent. Fortunately, his boss at his part-time job paid the rent in full, a gift, not a loan. This motivated him to start an organization, modestneeds.org. He said that most needs are minor. Groceries, car bills, few needs are major, and he encourages people to give for modest needs, and sits there and tells success stories how God used other people. From the Word of God, in his teaching, he was saying, "Beware of the scribes who walk long in long robes and like respectful greetings in the marketplace." Nowhere does Jesus suggest that every scribe do this, but most did. It is safe to assume that what Jesus here said was a true description of many scribes of that day. They were proud, selfish, insincere, and untrustworthy. Long robes. Perhaps you had a chance to dress up on Halloween. Long robes are fit for a king. They were the three-piece suits of that day. Long robes in layers suggested glory and power and money. Greetings. They wished to be called rabbi, but more importantly, they wanted demonstrations of respect, a public recognition of their prominence. It was not just hi, how are you, but undue signs of respect. And she seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. Chief's seats has been described as the seats on a raised platform, like here. If everyone else was sitting, their place is most important, and the leaders of the synagogue sit at these places. Thus seated, man had the advantage of being near the person or leading in prayer. Honor. Jesus issued a warning against this very sin of singing the best seat at a banquet or dinner, Luke 14:8. Notice these next words. Who devour widows' houses and for appearance sake offer long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation. Devour widows' houses. Being manipulative. Taking advantage of fattening themselves on. Some people translate that meaning sense. The houses of these lonely women. Long prayers. Some suggested they're combined. To cover their theft, they prayed. The more they can, pray on them. Greater condemnation for those people the Tirsh just described. The students, interpreters, and teachers of the law, they should have known better, who therefore had every reason to know that God required humility, sincerity, and love. For them, the retribution is going to be all the more severe. And he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the multitude were putting large money into the treasury. And many rich people were putting in large sums. This is only found in Mark and Luke. It shows how widows really would be treated. One should help them and here praise them as whatever such praise is just. Jesus went out of his way to praise the widow and what was it for? He sat down opposite the treasury and observed all the money put into it. By means of letters from the Hebrew alphabet, its receptacle was marked. Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, these are significant. We don't know significance, but building fund, priests' money, care for the poor, facilities, they were all marked so people knew what they were giving for. Nevertheless, as Jesus saw it, it was not the amount of the gift that mattered most, but the heart of the giver. And a poor widow came in and put two small copper coins, which amount to a cent. It is almost impossible to translate this with meaning. Literally, two lepta. Two copper coins, two lepta. Que quadrantes was equal to 1/64th of a denarius. The denarius was considered fair pay for a day's wage. So it differs. Put it into modern vernacular. If today's wage for a laborer in the USA is $15 an hour, that comes to $120 for an 8-hour day. At this rate, 1/64th of a day's wage is $1, $1.88. Round it up to $2, and we could say that the widow dropped $2 coins into the collection box. Can calling this poor widow to him, calling his disciples to him, he said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put more in than all the contributors to the treasury." What made it special? When the question was asked, what gift, what was it that made her gift so precious? The answer is given that all the others give out of their abundance. She, out of her poverty or want or lack. This is very likely all the money that they had. Are all there put, are they put all in out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. She trusted that God would notice her. Her prayers would bear fruit, and she would make up for it the next day. She would be provided for eventually. The point to be emphasized is that this poor widow gave most generously and spontaneously. She gave in faith. It is for this reason that Jesus praises her so lavishly. For us, I can preach fast, so, yeah. Jesus next espouses the corrupt practices of the scribes as a whole. He brands them as being vainglorious and deceitful. At times they are even cruel to widows, devouring widows' houses. Verses 1 and 44 show what then is the proper attitude toward widows. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "For all they gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, dropped in all she had, her own living." I'd like to tell you a story about the phraseology. English is a strange language, and I'll read this quote to you. "Large boulder, the size of a small boulder," is completely blocking eastbound lane, highway 145, mile marker 78 at Silver Pick Road. Please use caution and watch for emergency vehicles in the area. Lake January, Twitter account for the local sheriff's department, started receiving from around the nation after confusing tweet. The first sentence of the San Miguel Sheriff's Office read, "Large boulder, the size of a small boulder." Almost immediately, Twitter users started to question whether there was an exception of the law of physics in space-time that would somehow explain how a large boulder could be the size of a small boulder. Wrote one user, "What's heavier, a large boulder the size of the small boulder, or a small boulder the size of a large one?" Asking for a friend. A different user wondered if perhaps the boulder was having self-esteem issues. Another referenced a well-known paradoxical thought experiment, Schrödinger's boulder, both large and small at the same time. Yet another offered a potential fashion solution. Perhaps the boulder was wearing spandex or a similar compression garment. That would explain how a large boulder could fit in a small boulder. Specifically, sheriff's office provided a clarification. Quote, "The boulder that fell onto Highway 145 at Silver Pick Road was approximately 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, 64 cubic feet, and weighed about 10,000 pounds. Wow, 10,000 pounds. The Lord can get glory for sizes, shapes, contrast, and contrasting poorness in faith as opposed to largesse